Good morning. I'm Larry Palat.
Hang on just a second.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for
now we have to do it all over again, Larry.
You have to tee it up, too.
All over. 566, Sue.
Just get excited up
566, accept bid of Landis & Landis Construction, LLC, for the St. John's Cathedral Park Sewer Rehabilitation Project for $7,115,000, $144.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, I don't know whether Larry Palat and Scott Gibson are here, but if they are, let's let them guide us through the presentation. Gentlemen.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Larry Palat from Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Landis & Landis Construction, LLC, for the St. John's Cathedral Park Rehab Sewer Rehab Project for $7,115,144. The engineer's estimate of the project was $7,740,000. The Bureau's confidence level was high. The project was advertised in the city's electronic procurement system. Bids were opened on March 22, 2018. Four bids were received in response to the solicitation, and Landis & Landis Construction, LLC, is the lowest responsible bidder at $7,115,144, which is $584,856, or 7.55% under the engineer's estimate. BES and Procurement Services had identified the standard aspirational goal of 20%. Landis & Landis, acting as the prime contractor, identified the following areas of opportunities for subcontracting: concrete cutting, trucking, traffic control, paving, and cure-in-place pipe installation. There is a total of $1,570,000, 22.1%, disadvantaged minority, women, and emerging small business subcontractor and supplier participation apportioned as follows. DBE disadvantaged, $690,000, three firms performing trucking, traffic control, and saw cutting. A WBE of $450,000 performing cure-in-place pipe installation, and an emerging small business at $430,000 with trucking and paving. Landis & Landis is located in Merrillhurst, Oregon. They are not a state-certified DMW ESB contractor. They do have a current city of Portland business tax registration and are in compliance with the city's contracting requirements. If the council has any questions related to the procurement for this project, I can answer them. Since Landis & Landis, as the prime contractor, met the city's aspirational participation goals, we did not ask them to be in chambers this morning. However, Scott Gibson from BES is here to answer questions about the project, if you have any.
Colleagues, any questions? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved. Move the report.
Second.
Commissioner Fritz moves the report. Commissioner Saltzman seconds. Sue, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Excuse me. Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The report is accepted based on the eloquent presentation of Scott. That's as funny as I get. That's my best material.